The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations.
No, not today. Today, I'll tell you the story that the Court of Crowns wishes would go away. They were just going to push past Beauregard's time as an elf, but I refuse to let that happen. Who am I? Well, I do not work for the government, for I am an overseer and cleric to Lathander, and I am here to guide you, brave guardians, because this world may not be as clear-cut as it first appeared. Naporia has a ruthless past, for it must. How else would something like the Endless Dungeon seem like a justifiable way to punish those who go against the wishes of the Court of Crowns? The Court of Crowns was established 2,000 years ago after a time of great bloodshed. It was the court that unified 12 disparate territories that had been ravished by darkness. Each territory had their leader, and this leader would vote for the best interests of their people. But it was very difficult for these 12 districts to agree and be able to make quick decisions. So, as many governments have done before them, they appointed a king. The king was granted relics of great magic to watch over, and was the final decision maker in all disagreements. As generations passed, families within the court lost their power, intermarried, or died during the famine, which led to the consolidation of the territories, and now only four remain. One of the territories, the area to the northeast, known as the Upper Gardens, has been ruled by the Katmir family for the past 200 years. And the heir to the Upper Gardens is an elf named Dragalab. Better known to you, brave guardians, by his new name, Beauregard. Dragalab had a reputation, one that was all too common among children of nobility. He was also in love with Antonio Nikolai. Antonio is the heir to Canopy Square, the territory to the northwest. And although this love was not outright forbid, it hung heavy in the air among the members of the court. So, thanks to recent revelations from Guardian Parvin, this is where I can leave you and let the events speak for themselves. Let's head to the Tower of Kronos, Dragalab's enchanted home that grows taller the longer the party lasts and doesn't come down until Dragalab declares the party to be over. Dragalab is currently joined by his paid protector and only true friend, the half-orc, Veda.
Dragalab is known for throwing epic parties, and tonight is one of those parties. It is full swing. Inside the party, we see Dragalab lounging on a couch, sipping a glass of wine with his trusty servant by his side.
I imagine that every couch Dragalab sits on is like a feigning couch. Like, there's nothing but feigning couches throughout the entire room.
Of course.
Yeah, totally.
Are people fanning you?
Oh, you know what? I would say, because he's so thin and slight, he's not so much about being fan, but he's definitely about, like, never not having a drink filled. So there'd be like a handsome guy with a bottle of wine ready, right? Mm-hmm. And Dragilev will not drink out of the same glass more than once. So there's another guy with like six crystal glasses just waiting to hand the next one over as he like tosses the one away. So that's what's around him right now.
So he throws a glass against the wall. It shatters. His wine boy appears with a fresh
glass. His wine
boy,
yes. Yeah.
Here you go, sir.
Yes, that's lovely.
Is that the precise wine he was drinking before?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, precise wine.
Is he new?
Are you new?
No, I've been here since I was a little boy. I used to shine your shoes in the morning.
What is your name? Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
you've
Peach.
Done
okay.
Well. Yeah, good job.
Thank you for letting me talk to you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
No. Petrie, but
I don't know him.
He's so cute. Just a small little one.
He's trying.
Yes.
Yes. It's so nice when they try.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, moderately.
What can I do for you that would make you have more fun at your festive party?
Replace everyone.
No.
Well, except you, darling. I do love you. But, like, the rest of them, like, look at them.
They look like they're having a great time.
Woo! Ow! Ow, ow, ow!
Look at that guy over there. He's just standing there dancing. It's great.
Yes, but he's awful. I mean...
But he's just getting it, though.
Yeah, he thinks he is. It's always bad when they think they're getting it, but they really aren't.
As you say this, you lean back on your fainting couch. You look up at the ceiling, and you see this magical painting that is all the constellations in the sky, and they change based on region. So you watch it change from the Belt of Orion to...
Taurus.
To Taurus.
You honestly only know one star constellation,
oh,
don't
God.
You?
And then the North Star appears.
I do love that. It lets me be calm at nights, thinking about my kingdom, the little people. I sometimes think that they're all represented by a star, a little point of light, their own little lives being danced about in the heavens. And then they pass, and then I forget. Another glass of wine, please.
All right, wine boy.
Yes, sir. I brought you more wine.
Hi, are you new?
Sir, we've gone through this before. I've been here since I was a child. They used to shine your shoes. You let me have table scraps sometimes.
Oh, Devin.
No.
Petrie.
Yeah, it's Petrie. Yes, it is.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You
it's
mean
my
like
name.
You mean like Petri dish?
Like a
mold that grows. Oh wait, I'm sorry. Have we invented that yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure someone in your lab has.
Dragilev has penicillin. He's already developed penicillin, but he refuses it to give to anyone.
No, he keeps it for himself.
Yeah, just keeps it for himself.
No, that makes total sense. That's an unfortunate name, young man.
Oh, it was my father's name.
Oh. Yes. What does your father do?
Unfortunately, he died.
Oh, did I kill him?
Yes. You had him place an apple on his head.
Right.
Because you wanted to try a bow and arrow.
Oh, I'm not good with those.
You've never tried it before.
No.
You assured him, though, that you would be precise.
Well, in my defense, I am an elf. This just seemed natural.
After the fifth arrow struck him, though.
Oh.
Well,
I mean, I got better. If I remember now, the first one was in the chest, but they did like go up.
Yes, did get better. It only took two arrows to kill my mother.
Oh, she lost an eye. That was unfortunate.
Gosh.
Yes.
We really need to fix Apple Tuesdays.
Yes.
Maybe they shouldn't exist anymore. I'm just spitballing here.
Yes. Well, anyways, this is all fascinating, but I'm bored.
A cat walks up to you. Begins to go between your legs and purr.
Hello, Redemption. See, this is all I needed. Redemption's kind of like she's not one of those all-white, super fuzzy cats. She is the generic orange tabby. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just that cat. Yeah. Garfield, but not fat, basically.
As you pet Redemption's head, you take a quick glance at the door, hoping that someone will arrive. No one is there.
Where is he, Redemption?
Who is all at the party? Like, how many people, what is it
look question.
Like?
Good question.
It's crowded. 150 people are there right now. It's pretty crowded for the size of the ballroom. They're dancing, drinking, singing along. There's a musician there who's playing some very strange music you've never heard before. But you're all singing and dancing. Or they are all singing and dancing.
I can tell that Dragalub is looking kind of distracted, but the only thing that seems to be making him happy is redemption. So I'm just going to briefly leave your side to go get cat treats. Yeah, I'll be right back. I think redemption looks hungry.
I do. You know, he does love the anchovies.
Okay, I'll find some.
Thank you, sweetie.
As she walks away, Antolio walks in the door. You recognize this is the man you love. You have been with him for some time, and he's a member of the Licolai family. So your love is something that you cannot be public about.
I'm very excited, but I'm reserved, you know. So I'm like, I'm doing that kind of like, you know, I'm adjusting my shirt and try not to look directly towards him. But yeah.
He is scanning the room, looking for someone.
Oh, best be me.
His eyes fall on yours. And he walks over to you quickly.
I will stand and greet him officially. He is of the what family again?
The Licolai family.
Ah, Prince Licolai.
Ah, Dragala.
I am so pleased that you were able to make time to come to my lovely party.
It was hard for me to sneak away.
I reach for a brand new wine.
Here you go, sir, right away.
Oh, is this guy new?
I believe he is, yes.
No, I'm not okay.
I think he was a cobbler? Something about shoes. Mm. Anyways, thank you.
I'm sorry. You know this about me, Dragalab. I only drink white wine.
Ugh, honestly.
Right away, sir. I'll fetch it for you.
One job.
Oh.
Just I'm saying, one job.
And he wheels himself away in his wheelchair.
Dragalab, have you heard?
Have I heard what, my dear?
Have you heard that the entire royal family has been murdered tonight? That is where I have been, dealing with the aftermath.
Murdered?
Murdered.
By whom?
A rogue band of criminals.
And what does that mean for us?
That means that times are strange. That is quite the opportunity for one of our families to take the entire kingdom.
It also means that things could change.
They could. But I'm afraid, my love, not for the better. For my father is concerned about my association with you.
Your father has always been difficult.
My father knows of our love. And frankly, he forbids it. If I am to remain the heir of Canopy Square, I must end this now. I'm sorry, Dragalab, for any future pain this may cause you, for you are my first and strongest love.
But we have always hid our love in the shadows. Why must that change now?
Because there's just so much at stake. And he touches your face.
Excuse me, sirs. I have your wine.
Oh, honest to God, he must be new. Thank you. Thank you.
I've never seen this boy before in
honestly,
my life.
I'm Petri.
His timing is awful. You can't leave, Antolio. You know what we have is true.
Oh, I wish it could be. But love is something that will never last. But our kingdoms, those are forever.
What is a kingdom without love?
He looks down into his white wine, spins it around in the glass, looks you into the eye and says, Dragalab, may your party never end. And he walks out of the room.
Dragalab watches him go, mournful. I mean, you know, he's upset, but he does love an exit. So he mournfully watches him go and then throws himself onto the fainting couch, arm over, because there's always one like a couple feet away, right? So he dramatically throws himself there, arm over his head, and just weeps into his wine.
Oh man, I see his flourish because I recognize it.
He does it five times a day.
A lot. And I come barreling towards him with like an armful of like fish for the cat that I found. Draggy, darling, what's troubling you?
Antonio has left me.
Oh, that one.
Apparently there's been a murder.
What?
Oh, of the entire royal court. I suppose that's important. But they're all dead, and now he's sad. And now he thinks that, I don't know, that because of politics, we can't be together anymore.
Well, because of politics, you might be in danger.
No, no, no. That would be silly. My father takes care of all that.
Until he doesn't.
Listen, I'm sure it's fine. If it wasn't fine, he'd tell me. There'd be a raven or, I don't know, a person. Do you know that new wine, Stuart?
There'd Petri, he's so cute. He's just a little nugget.
Yes, there'd be one of those. And they'd come and they'd tell me, like they always do. You worry too much, my dear.
Well, and I start feeding Redemption the fish. And where is Petri? And you're just kind of around?
Wheeling around.
Wheeling around.
Just wheeling around.
So I give Redemption some fish, and I let you have a little bit of your own time, because you need time right. to, like, process. Right.
To mope.
And I find Petrie. Hey, you. Little
yes,
one.
Ma'am. Yes.
You said that both of your parents were murdered.
Yeah. Well, they were disposed of.
Executed? I believe the official term is executed.
Oh, yes. Executed.
Thank you, Dragalo.
Who's taking care of you?
No one takes care of me. I take care of you.
Well, here's some fish.
Oh,
for your home.
You've taken my fish heads out of my bucket. Okay.
No.
Looks like the cat's eating my fish heads.
Oh, these are your fish heads. Oh, I thought I was doing you a favor by giving these to you.
Take them out of the trash after every party. What? Have a little fish meal.
You eat out of the trash?
No, not out of the trash. I just pick it out of the trash.
No, not anymore. Tell you what, after today, why don't you meet me every, I don't know, Friday, and I'll give you food. So you're not a trash person.
Hey, watch where you're going!
Sorry. My wheelchair only has one round wheel and the other one's a square.
Oh, you're a mess.
Yeah,
it's
horrible.
You're just a giant mess of a child.
Hey, that's my girl! Don't talk to my girl!
It seems that there's an argument on the other side.
All right, well, meet me on Friday. Just, like, run away. Go towards the argument.
As you walk towards the argument, you see two party members pushing each other back and forth, arguing about something. It's harder to discern what's going on. They just seem so angry at one another.
I grab one of them by their clothes, just to kind of just hold them up to ask what's going on.
Okay, roll strength for me.
Yes. Oh, no. Why?
The one thing that should be your primary.
I know. It was definitely a six, so.
So as you go to lift up this party goer by the back of his shirt, he struggles out of it and turns and slaps you in the face.
Oh, you did not, motherfucker.
And you catch it in your...
Oh, great.
The party just got interesting.
You get out of here. This is none of your business, you goddamn half-orc.
Isn't it my business, you small little man?
What?
And he goes to kick you in the shin.
All right, well.
And you easily stop it.
Oh, good. Tell me what's bothering you. You're making a ruckus at my draggy's party.
You know what bothers me is this party sucks.
Oh, I heard that.
Well, I...
He slams a glass of wine on the ground.
Now he's just stealing my bits.
I'm going to grab him and I'm going to shake him really hard.
Okay.
Like just once. Just enough to like daze him, to focus him. But I'm not trying to kill him with this shake.
Like a baby. Like you shake a baby,
shake
to get
a baby
attention.
But you don't want them to die.
Yeah. No.
Right. Well, that's the equivalent of what's happening here.
No, don't shake a baby.
I'm about to shake a baby, guys.
Sometimes babies can't walk after they've been shaken too much.
Petri, you're
just
so
let
sad.
You know.
21.
So you shake this man.
Yeah.
His head goes back and forth as his eyes roll up into his head, and he looks at you in the face again and spits.
Well, you're not...
I hate you!
Why, though?
I hate you!
Well, what do you want me to do with this one? And he's, like, wriggling in my hands.
Do I know who this is?
You don't recognize
him. Oh, they can leave.
Through the door or through the window? Just give me the word.
You know what? Dealer's choice.
Well...
Hey, what are you doing with that man, you half-orc?
Well, it suddenly got really racial up in here.
My friends are douchebags.
One turns to you and says, "Who you calling a douchebag, you bag of douche?"
Everyone's so angry.
So aggressive.
Dragalib slams his glass of wine on the ground at your feet.
Dragalib stands up, lets his whip, his little golden whip, kind of snake around his body as he stands up and leans the hilt back. He's like, I don't believe you know whose home this is, dear.
I don't care whose home this is. All I know is it's the worst home I've ever been in.
Yes, this place sucks.
Is everyone angry right now?
You can feel the energy in the room changing as everybody is getting more and more enraged.
So the person that I have in my hand, keen to just put them in a sleeper hold.
Okay.
I rolled a 17.
You wrap your arm around their neck. They start to fall asleep.
I'm just going to sit him down on one of the fainting couches with a
man,
drink.
This place just has people sleeping everywhere.
What a lame party, man.
This party sucks.
This is the worst party we've ever been to.
These two people seem very upset.
Yeah,
we're several people, man.
Yeah, this party sucks, man.
This is the worst party I've ever been to.
I can't wait to burn this place down.
I mean, I was slightly bold, but this does seem excessive.
No, something's wrong. Usually your guests are so happy and elated. I mean, we have free cocktail shrimp. Who doesn't love that?
I hate cocktail shrimp. Give me a filet mignon.
Something's clearly wrong.
I retain so much water from all the iodine in that shrimp, man.
I'm going to roll a perception to see what's going on. Oh, no.
That 2 is going to do you no good.
It's a 4.
Yeah, that does you no good. Everyone looks mad.
17.
You hold your glass of wine up to your mouth. And you sniff and you're like, wait a minute. This smells cheap.
Paul.
It's peachy, sir.
It doesn't honestly matter. When did you get this wine?
Oh, I got the wine from the cellar with all the other bottles of wine.
Bring me a bottle immediately.
Oh, but there's so many steps, and it's taking me hours to go. Okay, I see you're serious. I'll go down there.
Yes, the party is full rage right now, so the tower is at its max height.
Oh, so wait, that means he'd have to go all the way to the cellar from the
Surely
tower?
Surely there must be a bottle of wine somewhere
One
around
step.
In this room. I will
Two
find
steps.
A bottle. I literally walk
Don't
over to
worry,
the bar.
Don't worry, sir, I'll definitely get you wine for you.
I walk over to the bar, I pick up one of the 8 bottles that is right there, and I'm like, we got it, Petrie,
Three
thank
steps.
You.
Can I just grab Petrie and just put him on the regular ground? So, not ground, but not on the stairs, because that's really precarious. You're putting a wheelchair downstairs, you're going to fall all the
I
way down.
I just assumed he would crawl.
Are you crawling or are you in a wheelchair? What's happening?
I was taking my wheelchair down the stairs, the really big stair steps.
I think I know why he's in that chair. He's not very bright.
I can definitely hear, though. My ears work perfectly fine.
Well, that's one.
You're making me nervous, and I just, like, pick him up, like, cradle him like a baby, grab his wheelchair, and just put it on the thing, because Veda cares about your staff, because I am your staff.
Oh, he's on my staff. Oh, you work for me.
Oh, yes, definitely. I don't come here for fun.
No.
Oh, I see. So I look at the bottle, and is it a brand we have? Like, I feel like I would know our wine. Like, is this our wine?
It looks a lot more red than you recall.
Oh, I see now. Antonio asked for white wine, did he not? Where's a bottle of white?
Look at this guy doing an investigation on wine.
Yeah, he should drink more of it.
Yes, drink more of it.
I look for a bottle of white wine. I pour a glass of that.
Roll perception for me.
15.
You pour it into a glass. You hold it up to your nose and take a big sniff. It smells like perfectly normal, high class, elegant white wine.
And the red wine does not.
No.
What does it smell like? I don't have a sense of smell.
The red wine smells poor. So it smells kind of like Petrie.
Yes.
Yes. So if we could remove all the red wine immediately and replace with white wine and then replace all the guests who have drank red wine with other guests.
Well,
in whatever order is what works best for you.
Do you think your wine was compromised, I guess is what I'm asking.
Oh,
is
yes,
poisoned?
Definitely. I mean, poisoned or magically infected or something, but yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? It could just be because it's cheap. You know how the poor are. They get drunk.
Dragalab, I got a bone to pick with you.
No, you have a bone to pick with me.
And I have a bone to pick with both of your sons of guns.
All right.
Wait, is that like, is he flirting?
No, no, no.
He runs up to you and swings and punches you right in the face. What's your armor class?
14. So he hits for 5 damage. Strikes you very hard.
Yeah, that's a hell of a right cross.
He rolled well. And he is raging himself.
Oh, okay.
Who's next?
I'm next.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
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 He swings a punch at you, at other guy.
Other guy.
Knocks him on the ground, and he's out cold.
All right, I'm going to tackle this guy and sleeper him out.
The usual party I enjoy.
Five.
I'm just rolling really poorly.
Yeah, you go to tackle him, and he stiff arms you, puts it down, and looks at Dragalab.
Okay, ensnaring strike.
That's what holds him to the ground, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god.
We're just poor rollers right now.
We're doing really good right now.
You rolled
now.
A one?
Yeah.
Something happens to Petrie.
Yes!
Do anything to him?
Yeah, you're gonna have to now, Pat.
No, I don't think that's how
No. I'm the DM, I decide.
I randomly whipped a small boy.
How about this? The guy who he whips looks exactly like Petrie's father.
You didn't cause physical damage.
Oh my god, it's my father.
It's emotional damage.
So you whip
the wrong person.
Yeah.
Right.
You whip a bystander.
I don't really care. I'm just like whoever.
And he goes and swings to punch you in the face. What's your armor class?
It would be 16.
Ooh, baby, he hits.
Oh, I'm going to have to kill him
I
now.
I don't like being punched.
Only for 3 damage.
Oh.
While this is happening, Petrie actually heard him saying to get rid of the wine, so he's dumping some and drinking some at the same time.
So as you drink the wine, Petrie, your heart begins to fill with rage. You think about what happened to your father, what happened to your mother, and whose fault it all is.
Horrible disgust. Dragalab! Dragalab! He starts like screaming from across the room and like wheeling himself over.
Ka-thunk, ka-thunk, ka-thunk.
He's like the bad wheel. Ka-thunk. Oh no.
Dragalab!
But he's still like 80 feet away.
Yeah, it's like, it's like Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah. It's not terribly concerning.
Horrible, horrible man!
Oh, I've heard that before.
There's other people raging in back of him. And he's kind of leading the way right now.
Yeah.
Because he keeps screaming their name and they keep snapping too and realizing like, hey, why are we fighting with each other? Like, let's follow the boy.
Yeah. There's a true villain in this room and it's Dragalab. So they fall in line behind you.
Oh, this seems like an uprising.
You are the worst, most terrible, awful person I have ever met in my entire life.
The poor are on to me.
Petrie, you were fine earlier. You were so sweet and kind, and I held you in my arms like a child.
Petrie doesn't even hear Veda. He has daggers in his eyes for Dragalab. Even with the mob of people behind him, Petrie is intimidating Dragalab as, like, the most dangerous person in this room right now.
Oh, no. The shift is quite creepy. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very unsettling.
Yeah, I would say that Dragalab would kind of move towards Veda and kind of like, you know, like being kind of pompous and regal, but at the same point, clearly hiding behind her.
You can hear a person in the back. Yeah, he's like, he's horrible. He's disgusting. What a loser.
Have you heard the rumors about Dragalab?
Oh, yes, everyone has heard the rumors of Dragalab.
Those are all true. Every single one is true.
Petrie holds up his hand to, like, make them all stop. He is without a heart. He is a horrible, empty vessel. A poor excuse for a soul.
Wow. I don't know what to say. My.
What does the crowd look like?
It is an angry mob who has now turned and is looking at you.
No. I mean, are we in the middle of the crowd? Are we out to the side? Where's the door? I'm going to make a run for it, and I'm going to grab you is what I want to do.
Yeah, so you could run for the door. The way I am imagining it is you are on the edge of a room, right? And that room is pressing towards you.
It's closing in.
Exactly. And you could
book it for the door. You might get some people reaching and trying to grab you on your run, but you could definitely make a break for it.
You know, we were so good to his family. This is so surprising. Well, we gave them a home and invited them in and made them feel so welcome and comfortable. And this is how you get repaid.
Dragalip, I don't know if this is the time because, well, his family and I kiss you on the forehead. Because like I know that I'm digging myself in a hole.
That's when I know that you're really serious. Whenever that, like, oh, okay, shit, things are going down.
The camera cuts over to outside. There's those haystacks with the circles where you practice archery.
Yeah.
And there's two rotting skeletons in the background, like, still there. Like, he didn't even take the bodies down. Yeah. He just let his parents rot there. That's the cutaway.
Oh, cut back God. To the ballroom. Yeah.
All right. Yep.
So you're going to scoop him up and run.
Off the fainting couch.
17.
17. All right, you're able to scoop him up. Roll again. Roll dexterity for me to see if you can dodge all the hands reaching for you to pull you to the ground.
Do I have redemption?
No. Did you grab redemption?
Well, I mean, I thought...
Dragaleb looks up and he sees a cat sitting in Petrie's wheelchair and Petrie's just petting him slowly.
Oh, that's not acceptable in any possible way.
What does the cat look like? Is the cat angry too?
No, the cat is super comfortable, purring away.
Well, I rolled a 19, so I'm grabbing you and running. If you want to yell for your cat,
oh,
please
yes.
do.
Redemption!
But we're leaving.
Yeah, as I'm being drunk away. Redemption! Come.
Redemption doesn't budge.
Well, that is how redemption is. I can't really blame her.
Cats will be cats. He'll find you.
They're such little traitors.
As you're so cool and collected, I am like football, like right. hitting people out of my way with my big arms, right. and you're just like just chilling.
Exactly, I'm still casually
kill them.
My
it's like
kill them.
So Veda, as you run, you knock them over with your big, broad shoulders. You knock them over with an elbow. One of them grabs you by the ankle. You feel it tug.
I'm going to use my other foot to stomp on his hands. Oh, no. 10.
You go to stomp, and it misses. Another hand grabs your waist. They start pulling you down.
I'll just, like, stab at them a little bit.
Roll to hit. Like, because you have a whip, right? So you'd be whipping at the crowd?
I have a whip, and I have a rapier. So
a rapier?
Rapier?
So you're going to start rapping to the crowd?
7.
7.
You start really rapping instead of using your
oh, wait, I'm sorry, it'd be 9.
9?
I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah.
It still does not hit.
I'm not really trying.
No, you're just flailing it about, expecting Veda to take care of it. But Veda's starting to get overwhelmed by the hands that are grabbing onto her body. They've grabbed around her legs. They've grabbed around her hips. Ugh. And they're just pulling her down. She has to use all of her strength just to stand up.
I'm going to go into rage now.
Jump. I just cast that
Whoa.
On you. Yep.
So jump. What is jump? Just something for the listener.
You touch a creature. The creature's jump distance is tripled until the spell ends.
In heels, nonetheless.
Did you rage as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so you rage. You feel this surge of strength going through your body. You know you need to protect Dragaleb at all costs. And also, you feel this new energy going through your legs.
So I'm going to just leap forward.
Petrie looks on and he's like, he could have cast that at any time on me. On any time, energy in my legs.
I hate him so much.
Me too. I hate him so much.
Petrie's is actually really valid, though. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Right. He's not affected by the spell at all. Everyone else has been magically affected. Petrie's just himself.
15.
So you jump out of the grasp of these people. You go flying to the door. Bam! You hit the side of it with your shoulder. Since you're flying through the air, you didn't have time to open it. So you're standing there with this crowd growing around you. Try to open the door.
I'm trying to open the door.
And I'll, like, wave my little golden whip around.
Let's see if that helps at all.
Sure. Intimidation?
Yeah, let's do intimidation.
Oh, 21.
21.
It looks like this kitty has claws.
You're so creepy.
I know. You're really flipped over.
Meanwhile, at the court,
Krampus.
Hey, what is going on?
It's been a long time since we've seen each other.
Oh, you've been a good boy. You haven't needed a visit from old Krampus in a while.
Yeah, you really creep those kids out.
Children, some of them good, some of them bad. I love the bad ones in a good way.
Oh boy. Oh jeez. Well, that's why I called you here today. So we missed Christmas.
Oh, I wouldn't say I missed Christmas.
Well, Jacob Kiriyama really wants to see you back in the Endless Dungeon.
Oh, can I say that kid comes close to making the list every year?
Jacob does?
Every single year, but he slides through under the radar. He always does one nice thing every year to, like, put him over the edge. One time he saved an orphan the day before.
The day before?
It seemed like a setup to me.
Mm-hmm. That orphan was probably his brother or something.
Yeah, he actually put the orphan there. He killed the kid's parents.
Wait, you could do that?
Yeah, but then he resolved himself of any wrongdoing at the end. Oh, I just want to spank his butt.
Well, you know that it's my job to get monsters into the Endless Dungeon.
Yes, yes.
And I can only get monsters in there that have been requested by our brave guardian.
Oh, I love this. I love your job. You have an amazing job.
I agree.
Do you have health benefits?
No.
Oh, you should really look into
that. But the satisfaction is really worth it.
I mean, the satisfaction's great, but if you can't live to be 70 or 80, it really doesn't help.
70 or 80? I've never seen the sun. I'm hoping to make it to 45.
You've never seen the sun before?
No, I work here.
Oh, even old Krampus have seen the sun before. I hate the sun. You gotta see it once, though.
I feel like it's overrated. I've got my work to keep me warm.
Okay, I like that. You're pretty headstrong.
Anywho, Jacob really wants to see you in the Endless Dungeon, but we totally missed Christmas.
Yeah, well...
So can we get you in the Endless Dungeon maybe next week?
Next week?
Yeah.
Next week isn't Christmas. Krampus can only come out around Christmas time.
But... what about Christmas in July?
Christmas in July? What type of heathen are you? I can't take on children. I can't take on children in July. It takes an entire year for me to build up the strength of that.
Well, what if it's not children, but it's prisoners?
Prisoner children?
No, they're all full grown.
Full grown children that are...
Yeah, full grown children, exactly.
Full grown children? I can't deal with that. What if they fight back?
Well, they most likely will.
I don't like this. I don't like... Krampus doesn't like this one bit.
What if I offer you some extra incentive?
Okay, children. Is children the incentive?
There's no children in the dungeon. They go to their own dungeon.
That's all I care about, though.
They go to the Endless Dungeon Junior.
Endless Dungeon Junior.
Yeah, it's just like the Endless Dungeon, but the rules are simplified.
I gotta tell you, you've been taking the worst children from my hands for years and putting them in Endless Dungeon Junior. One day we'll have to talk about that. We'll sit down and talk about that. But as far as Endless Dungeon goes, I don't think I can go there in July. I don't have the strength to beat up children in July.
You're not fighting children.
Again, I'm never going to agree to fighting people my size. I'll definitely lose.
Well, what about a little dust goblin? They're short.
A dust goblin?
Yeah.
Would they be able to understand what was happening to them?
Yes.
What's the fun in that? I only take on the weak-minded, too.
All right, Krampus, you're creeping me out.
What are you talking about?
You're really creeping me out.
Talk about this Dungeon Junior.
No, I'm not sending you to Dungeon Junior.
It sounds delightful.
No, it's a lot of, like, Monopoly
pieces. Just give me some kids. There was no kids in the waiting room. There's no kids in your office. Get a window. How come all the other offices have windows?
I complain about the same thing.
I'm telling you. There's a website you can go to. You can get yourself some health care. Just whatever you gotta do.
I heard the deadline for that is passed.
Oh, it's definitely passed. You're screwed.
Hey, cutie, come on into my office.
Oh, wow. You have a real nice office here. Do you mind picking me up and putting me on the chair? Do you mind?
Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead.
No problem.
Your hands are cold.
So, have you ever heard of the Endless Dungeon?
No, I've never heard of it before.
It's where we torture Naporia's most vile criminals.
That sounds hilarious.
And you, I'm sorry. Did you have a name, little teddy bear?
Yeah, Destructive Ruxpin.
Oh, Destructive Ruxpin. I like it. Well, you have been requested specifically to work in the Endless Dungeon.
Yay, that sounds phenomenal. I'm so happy. I'm going to make you so proud.
Not only me, but you'll also make D-Wizard C super proud.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've heard of him. He's a great wizard.
One of the most powerful in all of Naporia.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I believe with me on his team, we'll be unstoppable.
So, here's what he requested. He wants a room of hugs and tricks.
Oh, yes. Hugs that kill.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated, so bear with me for a moment.
Bear with you?
First, we put a big teddy bear head on the wall.
Yeah.
Then, we put an hourglass next to the teddy bear head.
Okay, for time.
Yeah. As time moves through the hourglass, as sand drips from the hourglass.
I was about to say, time works no matter what. Even if you had an hourglass, and even if you didn't have an hourglass, time still passes by. It waits for no man or teddy.
And it doesn't. But as it goes through the hourglass, the face of the bear gets angrier and angrier.
Ooh, I like this one.
There's a button. Every time they press the button, the timer resets.
And blows them up.
No.
Yeah.
It just resets the timer.
No. Okay.
There's a trick. We're building up to an epic trick here.
Oh, okay. And then we blow him up.
Every time you press the button, the hourglass reverses and the bear gets happy.
Oh, I don't
but
like that
also,
button.
Also, every time they press the button, you emerge
yes,
from the ground.
I emerge from the ground.
And you give them a hug!
I give them a hug of pain and thorns. Yeah, and then I stab them in the ear and say, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do. And then I pluck out their eyeballs with my little fuzzy hands. Yeah. And I say, I put it on my stomach and I said, Care Bear Stare, how about that? I'm sorry, I'm drooling everywhere.
Well, the thought from D-Wizard C is you would do 1d4 of psychic damage.
Okay, with fire?
No, with love.
Okay, I
and that does
1d4
of psychic damage to them.
Okay, 1d4 of psychic damage?
Yeah, every time you hug them.
And then they catch on fire.
No, there's no fire.
Yeah.
No, this is a room of hugs and tricks.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. When do I stab them?
You don't. No, you just hug them.
Hug the life out of them.
Hug the love out of them.
Until their eyes bleed.
I suppose that could happen.
Oh, this sounds like phenomenal.
Have you ever loved so hard your eyes have bled, Teddy?
I've been married. Yes, I have.
Zing, Teddy!
Zing, Margaret!
My, Margaret? She oh, Margaret's
my,
your wife!
She took my kids and half my money. I'll hug her.
So, the trick is, they actually should let the timer run out.
Oh.
Then, the big bear head on the wall will open its mouth.
Okay.
Revealing a door that will take them to the next room.
To their death! It
no,
takes
no.
them to the death, the fiery pain, and you can hear the screams from the outside. I want to bask in that noise.
Hold on.
I want to baptize myself in their pain.
Oh, boy. What did you say your name was again?
Destructive Ruxpin. It's like my cousin Teddy Ruxpin gets so much attention. I'm making my own name out there. And then I'll tattoo that name onto the forehead of every person I come in contact to. So when they look in the mirror, they'll have to read the words backwards of their own doom.
Or they figure out that if they don't press the button, the bear's mouth opens and they can just walk out of the room.
Oh. They walk out into the room into some fire and brimstone where I'm standing on a ledge raining fire on their face. And I say, In Care-a-Lot, we burn a lot.
All right, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah,
no, go this.
Oh, give me your eyes.
No, but no! Hey, get off me! Oh, God! I've never seen this song!
Hey everybody, Rot here, fearless leader of the Dungeon Rats. And although they weren't part of this episode, I certainly was. Did you see me there, creeping in the background, yelling things at Dragalab? Yep, that was me. Anywho, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by Carlos Luna. He also wrote all of the original music. Dragalab is played by Aram Varjian. Hey Aram! Put me on God's Fall and I'll kill that dumb pig. And Veda is played by Serena Marie. Wow, what a character departure for that same person who plays Bugfly. Petrie and several background characters were played by Carlos Luna. I wonder if all of those characters were playable and had their very own character sheets. Anywho, the Dungeon Master is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I guess that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.